Okay. We're going to have to be brief this morning. I have to give an SR at 10:45, so we're going to have to stop by then. I apologize. So we'll either talk twice as fast or say half as much. The Mishnah tells us in the beginning of Perek HaKosev, the end of Perek HaKosev, Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph, Nachlag HaTanakam and Rishim Gamliel, Baal Chov Shehotzi Shtar Chov Eidim HaPruzbo, Harei Eilu Lo Yifro. So if you have no Pruzbo to evidence the fact that you're allowed to collect the Chov even though Shvias has passed, then according to Tanakam, you're not allowed to collect. Rishim Gamliel, Omer Min HaSakana Ve'Eilach, Isha Govus Tubasa Shalav Aget, at a point where it was dangerous to retain religious documents, we have a right to assume, or at least the right to believe someone, that there was a properly executed prosbul, even if we don't have the evidence to prove it. And one could be gove achov, even without being able to present the actual shtar. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi here writes, prosbul, v'masachas gittin mefarsh perikah shaleach get, hillel hitkin prosbul kidei shelo tishami shvias. What is Prizbel? Shemoser Shtaros of Lebesdin. Sheyigvu min halo v'chovo kol zman shiyitavenu. So Prizbel means that you are Moser Shtaros of Lebesdin, and that allows the Gviyas HaChov. So Rashi indicates, and Rashi sounds like this in a few places, that Prizbel, the Tekhanah Prizbel, is essentially Moser Shtaros of Lebesdin. Rashi and Makkas give him a base, Rashi and Gita him a base, the principle is Moser Shoros of Lebesdin. Moser Shoros of Lebesdin, that's the Mishnah. Mishnah in Shvi'as Perek Yud, Mishnah base, that Amal v'lamashkav and Moser Shoros of Lebesdin, a Mishantin. That if you give over your Shoros to Lebesdin to collect on your behalf, then Shvi'as is not Mishamate such a Chov. Why is that? So the Yerushalmi in the beginning of the 10th Perek of Shvi'as learns this out from a pasuk, as does the Sifri. V'ashir yelecha es achicha tashmet yadecha v'lo ha-moser sharos of Lebesdin. So the Sifri and the Rishami quote a mira kasuv that excludes moser sharos of Lebesdin from the din of shmitas safrim. Sounds like it's a din d'oraisa, although the Achronim feel compelled to explain in Rashi how you can get out of that as being only an asmachta, given that Rashi sounds like in equating moser sharos of Lebesdin to Prizbol, that just like we know principles of Takana Derabanan, but Moser Shoros of Lebesdin also sounds like it's Derabanan. So that's an issue as to what to do with the Psukim. Tosfos in Makkos Gimel and other places argues in Rashi, says no, Moser Shoros of Lebesdin and principle are two different things, as we will see. But the further mashmos in Rashi here and elsewhere is that not only does principle mean you need to be, not only does it reflect Mesir Ashtaros of Bezdin, but you actually need to be Mosir Ashtaros before all to Bezdin. You actually have to give them the hard copy document. This is most explicit in Rashi in Bava Basra, Kazayim Vaveis, Kazayim Adalaf Rather Diba Maskal Prusbel, where Rashi writes, Shehe Mosir Ashtaros of Lebesdin, that Prusbel means that you are Mosir Ashtaros of Bezdin, the Kosav Elaine Prusbel, and then you write a Prusbel to evidence the fact that you were Moser Shtaros of Lebesdin. So it sounds like Prusbel is a Shtar Raya. Prusbel is not doing any act per se, it's simply the Shtar Raya to attest to the fact that you are Befoel Moser your Shtaros to Bezdin. And Yeshua in the Sugyan Gittin there notes that if that's so, should come out according to Rashi, that Prusbel only is effective for a Milveh Bishtar and not a milva balpeh. If the whole mechanism, if all prizl means it's a shtar raya that you were moser before, well, your shtar is the bezdin, so that only works if you have shtar that you can be moser the bezdin. If you have a milva balpeh, which is not reflected in any shtar, you obviously can't be moser that the bezdin, and then a prizl would be ineffective. That's what the Pnei Yeshua suggests should follow according to Rashi. Lahalacha, we don't accept this. Number one, lahalacha, we don't accept that you need to actually be moser shtaros of before to bezdin. And we don't accept that a prizbul only is effective for milva bishtar. The Ramah in Choshe Mishpat Simen Samach Zayin Seif Katan Yotes in the Simen on Shmita Safim in prizbul says lahalacha that one can be moser to bezdin, meaning one could execute a prizbul for even a milva baalpeh. This you see in Rishonim. The Ran al Harif in that Sugyan Gittin Daf Yotes Amud Aleph Daf Pei Rif. The Ran al Rif notes that he asks the following question. Rishonim asks, if it's the case, meaning Rashi seems to say that Moser Shoros of Lebesdin is a din de Rabbanan, and that's essentially what Prizbel is. Most Rishonim assume Pashup Shad in the Drasha says that Moser Shoros Lebezin is a Din Daraisa. So Yishon and bothered, if Moser Shoros Lebezin is a Din Daraisa, what does Takanos Kuzbole add? Well, what does that do beyond Moser Shoros Lebezin, which already exists in the Torah? So the Ran there gives a couple answers. The Ran says, V'chi Teima, Da'fi Tesim and Alf, Da'fi Refin Gittim. V'chi Teima, Kevin de Mid Daraisa, B'misirat Shtaro Sagi, Lama Husach Lesakim Kuzbole. If I have a Daraisa concept, institution of Moser Shoros Lebezin, which allows you to be gover the chovos even post shmita, then what does Prozbul add? So Ran says the Yishlomer, "Mimnei she'ein hakol rosin limsor shtarisayan." Number one, not everyone wants to go through the bother of actually bringing their shtaris to Bezdin. There's a discussion in Rishonim and Lalacha whether you actually have to have a Bezdin sign on. The Prozbul is sufficient to have Edom sign. Does it have to be done in the actual presence of a Bezdin? So, Lahalacha, we're typically makel in that. Rav Avadia has a lengthy tshuva in Yabi Omer Chela Gimel Choshe Mishvat Simen Vav, where he goes through all the Mekaras on this, but he notes, in terms of that, to require everyone to actually go to Bezdin to execute a Prozbul would be highly inconvenient, especially because most people execute a Prozbul on Erev Rosh Hashanah, to make sure that you catch all the halvos up to that point, the latest possible point in the year, and typically by the dinner closed for business on Erev Hashanah, and things are very busy, so if you required all of Klal Yisrael to come knock on the Bezdin door on Erev Hashanah, that would be highly inconvenient. So here also, it would be highly inconvenient to require everyone to actually bring all their shtaros to Bezdin to allow for this leniency, and therefore the institution of Prozbul allows for the same concept to apply without actually bringing them before to Bezdin. Then the Ran says, V'od, Shelefam ain't be other. Sometimes you actually don't have the shtar in your hand to bring it. But oh, the principal mahani aflamil valpe. If I only have the notion of Moser Shoros Lebezdin, that may only apply to milva b'shtar. Principal extends it to milva b'alpe. That's what the Ritzva writes in the beginning of Makos. Similar notion that's what Takanos principal added. Tosis here assumes that Moser Shoros Lebezdin and principal are two separate things. Moser Shoros Lebezdin, we know. Prozbul is a new takana. So what is a new takana prozbul? So the Ritva there suggests a new takana prozbul is what allows the concept of Moser Shoros Lebezdin to apply even to milveh the alpe. And that's what the Sma writes Lalach as well. This cheshbon in Simin Samasai and Sifkatan Bey, Sifkatan Kaf Bey, he writes this within the Tor, within the Shulchan Aruch, that Lalacha Moser Shoros Lebezdin or Takanos Prozbul does not require, it is not only limited to a milva bishtar, it even works from milva balpe. Okay. The Mishnah tells us in Shvias, Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalid, HaDayanim Chos Min Lamata O HaEdim, that the bottom of the principal document is signed either by Dayanim or by Edim. The Gemara says in Gittin and Laman Gimel Amin Aleph, Lam Lila Misni Dayanim Lamini Lumisni Edim. So what's this Mishnah talking about? Edim, Dayanim, either one. The Gemara says, Hakamash Velan, that either Kasav Lashon Dayanim V'chasmi Edim or Kasav Lashon Edim V'chasmi Dayanim are Kasher. So it could work either way. You could have a puzzle either signed by Dayanim or signed by Edim. So there's a Chuvah Saran in the end of Simon Ayin Zayin that says that the simple mashmas of this Gemara, the half-meaning of the question and the conclusion, sounds like it's not the yeshivas bezdin, which is mafkia mamon, which allows you to be govah chovos post-shvias, but it's the actual shtar prozbul itself. If the prozbul is simply a shtar raya to the fact that your chovos were nimsar to bezdin, so why is there a havamina that a prozbul shouldn't work b'lashon edim? The Gemara has a havamina that maybe it only works if it's b'lashon dayan and not b'lashon edim. The Gemara says no. The chiddush is that it works even b'lashon edim. So if it's simply a shtaraya, then why would there be any havamina that wouldn't work b'lashon edim? That's what a shtaraya is. A shtaraya is edus. The L must be that it's the prozbul itself which affects whatever this takan affects, and it's not simply a shtaraya and the fact that you're a moser shtaros of lebezdin. The Ran thing, so that is Das HaRambam as well. The Rambam in Perek Tes Shmita V'Yovel Halacha Kazayin Paskins a Gemara in Gittin Lamed Zayin. The Gemara there has that the Rabbanim and the Ravashi would be Moser, Shtoraseh, Mitzalaseh, or would execute this kind of arrangement absent a formal principal. So the Rama Paskins test Kazayin. Tamid Chachamim Shehilvu Ze'azeh Umasar Devarav LeTamidim. So you have Tamid Chachamim that entered into Halvaz with each other, and they were Moser the account. L'talmidim, v'amar moser ani lachem shekol chov sheyesh li shagven kol zman she'erza. So they have a verbal commitment to allowing for any gvia. So in that case, you don't require an actual prizbal. Ein rozarach lifta prizbal. V'nei shehein yodim shashmatas tzafim bezmanas ami divrayim u'bedvarim bilvad hi nidches. Because we know shmita tzafim bezmanas ami divrayim, we'll come to shortly, and bedvarim bilvad he nidches. So that b'dvar b'lavad he nidches sounds like it's not just that a shtar raya that the yeshiva's benson is mafkia, but that this prizbal is what's to be mafkia, and when you have to be the chum, you don't have to actually sign a prizbal. The Bach in Arsim and Samos Zayin Sukkot Nikav Beis thinks that this is much more of Tosus and Makkos as well, that it's not just the Sharaya. From the fact that Tosus says that Moser, Shtoros, and Lebezdin in principle are two separate matters. Moser, Shtoros, and Lebezdin is Moser Befoel, and by Ksivas principle, it's that the Shtar is Mafkia the Mama. Now you could have said otherwise in Tosus, you could have said like the Ritva that we quoted earlier, that no, Moser, Shtoros, and Lebezdin is Befoel, and it is by a milva be star, let's say, and the Hakanis principle allows that to be extended to milva balpeh, or allows it to work even without being moser befoel, but it could be the mechanism would be the same. But, so whether or not that's that chanatosos, one could discuss. There's a Torah Zeraim in on the Mishnah Shviyas Paragud Mishnah Gimel. That suggests that this machlokes that the Ran sets up with Rashi pretty clearly assumes that Moser Shtoros LeBezdin is a that Takanos principle Moser Shtoros LeBezdin is a shtar raya. The principle is a shtar raya. There's a Chuvas HaRivash, by the way, that's explicit that way as well. Chuvas HaRivash Simen Shin Pei Beis writes Beferish that the principle is only the raya Balma. And then you have the position of where the Ran thinks is the Rambam, maybe Tosfos, that the prizbal itself is what's mafkia the halva, and it's not simply a shtarai, it's not just that the yeshiva's bezdin is doing it and that the prizbal is arrived for that. So the Torah Zeraim thinks that this machlokes is also machlokes Rashi Tosfos, Rambam Ravid, and how to learn the sugya in Gittin as relates to whether a prizbal is effective only if shvi'is b'zmanaseh is drabanan, or even if shvi'is b'zmanaseh is daraisa. The Gemara there in Gittin on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph asks a question: Umi kamidi dibedaraisa mishamta shvi'is v'hitkin hil de la mishamta. How could it be that min haTorah have a situation in which shmitas ksafin is in order, and along comes Hillel and abrogates the whole institution? So Abayi answers, "B'shvi'is b'zmanaseh v'rebi." Abayi says, "Yeah, you're right. The only reason it works is because shmita b'zmanaseh is derabbanan. That even shmitas ksafin is derabbanan because shmitas ksafin is only deraisa, or shmitas kark is deraisa. Then echanami, if shmita would have been deraisa, the Ganesh principle wouldn't get off the ground. The only reason it works is because shmita b'zmanaseh is derabbanan." And then the Gemara says in the other direction, the Ra Hill Shinimnu Ami Lahava says, Amin Pitkin Prusval. Then the Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, and we're talking about Shvias Bismanazah de Rabbanan, Umika Midi de Midaraisal Misham to Shvias with the Kina Rabbanan de Shamits. In the other direction, so why is there any Shmita Ksafim even mid Rabbanan? If Minotaur is not Shmita Ksafim, so what right do the Rabbanan have to come along and say there is Shmita Ksafim, which then caused Hillel to make a Sakana to get around Shmita Ksafim? So to that the Gemara has two answers. Abayi says, Shevi Al Tasa, and Rabbi says, Hefker Bez and Hefker. So Machlokas Rashi tells us, what's Rabbi going on? According to Rashi, Hefker Bez and Hefker is not only an explanation as to how the Rabbanan can be Metakein Shmita Tzafin the Rabbanan, but it's also an answer to the original question that if Shvias would be Daraisa, Shmita Tzafin would be Daraisa, how could the Kanas principle work? So according to Rashi, Rabbi is answering that question as well. That even if Shmita Tzafin is Daraisa, principle can still work through the mechanism of Hefker Bez and Hefker. This may relate to the question as to whether Hefker Bez and Hefker is only Mafkia Mammon or can even be Machna Mammon. I don't have time to get into that now. That's Rashi. And Tosfos argues this, no. Tosfos says that Rav is only going on the second stage of the Gemara, and Hefker Bez and Hefker is only an explanation for how you could establish Shmita Tzaf and Daraisa, but not how Takanas Prusbel could work. How could you establish Shmita Tzaf even if Shmita Tzaf doesn't exist in the Torah, but is not an explanation as to how Shmita Ksafim, how Takanas Prizwal could work if Shmita Ksafim is Daraisa. Okay. Zamachlokas Rashi and Tosfos presumably is Machlokas Rambam and Ravid as well. Perek Tez Halacha Tez Zayin in Shmita Yovel, the Rambam writes, Eina Prizwal Mo'el Elo B'Shmita Ksafim B'Zman Azeh Shehi Midirei Sofrim. So the Rambam writes that the only reason principle works is because Shmita Safim is Dirabbanan, like Tosfos. And the Rambam is Masig, Zayin HaMachover, Dabayihu Da'amar Hachi, Aval Rav HaPalig, V'yamar Hefker Bez and Hefker. So the Rambam would assume that Rav is going not only on stage 2 of the Gemara, but even stage 1, that even if Shmita is Daraisa, principle still works, Midin Hefker Bez Din Hefker. Now, the Kesef Mishnah alludes to, and the Meiri writes this explicitly, that the Rambam may also have Paskin like Rava, but the Rambam just said Rava like Tosa, so Rava's only going on stage 2 in the Gemara, but not stage 1 in the Gemara. Be that as it may. So the Torah's Rambam suggests that this Machlokes, Rambam Rashi, Rambam Ravid, is based on how we understand the mechanism of principle. Is it simply a shtaraya, or is it actually doing something befall? How does it work? That according to the Rambam, Moser Shoros Lebezdin is not Mishamet Min HaTorah. Pashas in the Sefri, the Yerushalmi, right, the Pesukim, that the institution of Moser Shoros Lebezdin is an institution d'oraisa. And Takanas principle is a separate Takana, it's not Moser Shoros Lebezdin, it's something else. Okay. So if that's true, that Prizbal is a Takana de Rabbanan is not the same thing as Moser Shoros Lebezdin, so you can't explain that Hefker Bezdin Hefker is working even if Shvias Mizman is as Daraisa. Because if Shvias Mizman is as Daraisa, there are two elements to Shmitas Ksafim Daraisa. Number one, there's the fact that Shvias is mafkia the halva of kata the malka, and number two, there's also an iser of loyigos. So hefker bezit hefker can work to solve the problem of the afkata the malka of the hafkas hahava, but it doesn't work to obviate the iser of loyigos. So even though I could have understood that there maybe could be a takana derabanan takana sprizvul that could get rid of the actual halva, the actual that could be mafkia mamon, but it still wouldn't necessarily get rid of the iser of lo yigos. And if a bal chover were to be toveya, he still would violate that iser of lo yigos, because hefker bezin hefker doesn't have the mechanism that could get rid of that iser of lo yigos. So if shmita sofim banazet is daraisa and prizvul is something distinct from moser shoros lebezdin, so it doesn't do enough to solve all the problems. It's only if you hold that Moser Shoros Lebezdin is Drabanan, is the same thing as Prizbal. So according to the Rambam, if Prizbal is actually what's affecting the matter, so that's not strong enough to get rid of the problem of Ligos, and therefore can't work if Shvias Mizman Azeh is Doraisa. However,
wouldn't it just fall away from the Mela?
I'm sorry?
Wouldn't the desert just fall away in the middle? Like
the desert of the Yugos?
Yeah.
So he assumes not. He assumes, I'm sorry?
If they have the cloak, if they have cloak on Mamonas, then
right.
The Melos, there's no desert.
No, so he assumes in his Kashmir that's not the case, that the Yugos exists independently. So you have a discussion in a slightly different related context, which is what happens with where you have a Takanos Prozbol, or actually no. If we hold that Shvi'as Bizmanese is Darabanan, Shvi'as Safim is Darabanan, then is there still an Isser Min HaTorah of withholding loans prior to Shemitah, right? The special Isser, you can't withhold a loan because Shemitah is going to be coming up, right? So if Shemitah is coming, it's only is there still such an Isser? So the Chinuch thinks that there is. That Isser Min HaTorah is unrelated to whether Shemitah Safim is the rice or not. So that's not exactly the same issue, but it may be analogous. But according to Rashi, that the Kohen's principle is the same thing as Moshe Shoros of the Beis Din, so that means, since Moshe Shoros, that means that there's no Isser of Loigos, because there's no Isser of Loigos on the Beis Din, and the institution of principle is simply a reflection of Moshe Shoros of the Beis Din. There's obviously Loigos of the Beis Din, and therefore all you have left is the Hafkas Mamon, and that Hafkas Mamon could be accomplished through the mechanism of Hafker Beis Din Hafker. So you can take a look at the Torah's Ram, it's one page. Shvi'as Paragud Mishnah Gimel, it's the last piece I think on Masechta Shvi'as. Okay, just to conclude, the Ran brings another right his shita that Prisbal is what affects the Hafkas HaHalva from the fact that the Mishnah in Shvi'as Paragud Halacha Hey tells us that Prisbal HaMe'uchar is possible. If I have a post-dated Prisbal, that is possible. So if Prisbal is simply a shtar raya that you were Moser Shoras of Lebesdin, the Ran thinks that there's no Sfarad Apostle post-dated Prisbal. It must be that the Prisbal is what's affecting the Hafkas Halva. Now, one could argue that as well. Presumably, if you argue on the Ran, if you hold that Prisbal is a shtar raya, so the reason that Prisbal HaMe'uchar is possible is like the Rash writes in the Mishnah and Shvi'as there. The Rash writes that if you're going to have a post-dated Prisbal, so then there are going to be halvos that are executed in the interim between when you actually were Moser Shoras of Beis Din and when you executed the Prisbal, and people will erroneously think that those halvos were covered by the Prisbal, when in fact the Prisbal predated those halvos. So even if you hold it as a sharaya, there's still a potential for takala involved in a Prisbal Mukhar, and therefore the Prisbal would be pasul. Even if you have that approach to Prisbal. And finally, there's a Chasam Sofer in Kovitz Tshuva Simen Pei Vav, who thinks that another nafkamina in this machlokes between the Rambam Rashi, the Rambam Yivasher, everyone who characterized the machlokes, whether it's a Sharai or it's Poel Be'etzem, is a din of if you lose a Prisbal, if a Prisbal gets destroyed, in the middle of Shemitah. So that's a Machlokas Tanayim in the Tosefta, the end of Masechtas Shvi'as. Tosefta, the end of Shvi'as. And the Tosefta says, Amos Haikosim Prisbal Erev Rosh Hashanah Shal Motzai Shvi'as or Shal Shvi'as to Girsos. So if you executed at the appropriate time and then it got ripped, you're still allowed to be gov on the basis of that prisbal. I feel as namruva even sometime subsequent to the ripping of the shtar. The any halva after the prisbal is not meshamet. And the Rishonim on the Mishnah assume that Rishonim Gamliel is arguing on this Nakuda that if you have a Prisbal that gets ripped, Shvi'as is the Prisbal is ineffective. So the Chasam Sofer suggests that if Prisbal is simply a Shtar Raya, then even if it gets ripped, it's still valid. And he thinks that's true Lahalacha, that is what's true Lahalacha, because see, absent the Raya, but you still have. The act of Hafkas Halva was still there. You may need to prove it somehow, but the halvos are still lufka. But if the principle itself is a mafkia, so then maybe the principle has to still exist at the time of the iser negisa, which is the last moment of the shvius year. Now, this Rishim Gamliel, presumably the same Rishim Gamliel, is an our Mishnah, where Rishim Gamliel says, Mishas is a kind of Eilach, Gomik Sabasa Shalom Beget, Vacho Gomik Shalom Beprus. Well, you have to figure out how exactly those two Shitas work together. There's a. The Mefarshim on the Mishnah there are a little bit Marach on this point, so you have to work out exactly how those Shitas jive. But bottom line, that's a suggestion that this is a machlokas Rishonim. Some of the Rishonim could go in either direction as to whether a principle is effective as simply Yishtaraya, or a principle itself is what affects the Hafkas Halva.